There's a Maisa said over about the Rebbe Rabbunim, it's brought down in the Sefer HaMasayim Seifim, that he said over a Maisa, the Rebbe Rabbunim said over this Maisa, but one of the Rebbes, he was sitting at a Suda, and they brought them wine, and the Rebbe drank from the wine, and his Mamash Shafla fellow, his Mamash Yain Meshubach, and very enjoyable wine. The other Chassidim that were there also drank the wine, and it was not good at all. It was tasted like vinegar, and the Olam couldn't understand how could it be that for the Rebbe it tasted good, and for the Chassidim it didn't. And so the Rebbe Rabbunim was Masber, I'll pee this Gemara over here. And the Gemara says that in the bottom of Tzadi Bava Medalef, that Hamaychem Chavisayim L'chaver V'chmitza, so Amar Rav, Kol Gimel Rishonim, B'shus Maychem Mekam Eilach, B'shus L'kech, V'shmul Amar Chamer Akatva D'mare Shavir. So the first man Amar says, if it's Hechmitz, obviously it happened by the Maychem, it's his fault. But Shmuel says, no, that the Chamer is Akatva D'mare Shavir. What does that mean? The Rashbam says that, that when it comes to wine, wine is very much tali to the person that it belongs to, tali on the person it belongs to. And if there's a hichmitz, if hichmitz happened, if it turned into vinegar, obviously it's something to do with the mazal of the balayan, whoever owned it, and being that now it's b'shus lekeach, so therefore the lekeach is the one who's chayev, because it's the mazal, the bal yain, which is garm the yain to either be good or bad. So in Mele, it was mazber that the Gemara says in Beya, that when a person, when you have a pitcher of water and you drink from it, so we hold yesh breira, and any water that you drink, it was nimsa that that's your water, that's nizvar lechelkai, everyone, whatever you end up drinking, that's your chelik in this water, it belongs to you. So being that when the Rebbe drank the wine, it became his, he was the bailam over the wine, so therefore his mazal was garim, that the wine should be good, but the other chassidim who drank the wine, they weren't on the same madrega, and therefore their mazal was garim, that should be bad, and that's how it was shaykh to have wine that was meshubach for one person and chaymetz for another person. So Adkan is the maisa brought down in the Ramasayim Seifim, and it's a very nice beer, but the pashas is that this maisa is tali ba'ashli rabavi, it's not so pashat at all, and it's tali in a big machakis rishayim. The fidu ashvam's pshan the gemara makes sense, but Taisus over here, and other Rishonim Mechalikim HaShvam. Taisus says that it doesn't make sense that the mazel should cause the wine to be machmetz. Other kashas he has as well, and he learns hold of from Shan the Gemara. He says that the chamer kafet demari shaver means kipshuta. It's a physical thing that when you carry the wine on your shoulder when you transport it, that shaking causes it to be machmetz, and therefore we could assume it's the fault of the lekeach and not of the meicher. The Ramban says a similar pshat. Also, it's a physical thing. It's totally on pouring the wine and shaking the wine and carrying the wine. That's what it means, chamer kafet demari shaver. So if the Taisus and the Ramban and other Rishonim, that we don't find such a musig that the mazel will be tali on the Baal Hayayin, even the Gemara later on says a similar thing, but that's not exactly what the Gemara means over here. And l'chari, there wouldn't be a market to say that the wine is going to be nishtana kefi the matzah of the Baal, but l'fi the pshad of the Ashbam, then in Echram you do find such a musig that the wine will be nishtana kefi the mazel of the Baal Hayayin.